Packers have played their four quarters. Now it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with The Athletic's Matt Schneidman.
The season is over. Things did not go well in Philly on the field. They also did not go well for those in the press box. We say good morning to The Athletic's Matt Schneidman. Thanks for joining us once again.
My pleasure.
Now, you had sent out on social media that the press box had lost contain because of a drunk Eagles fan. Please recap what happened in Philly with the fans and you guys in the press box.
Yeah, so in Philadelphia, the press box is kind of on the same level as the stands, so fans can just turn around and bang on the press box window if they want and say stuff. So Robert Saleh was sitting in the press box, and fans were heckling him for being bald pretty much, and then heckling some Packers beat writers for being bald, and our friend Rob Domofsky was trying to write his story at the end of the game and couldn't focus, so he started banging on the glass, and there were some expletives in there, which I obviously can't say on air, but told the lady to shut up and sit down, and it was pretty funny. I think it was just a tense afternoon / evening all around, and it was awkward because, you know, Rob was yelling, the press box was quiet, and everybody started to turn and look at us, and I was sitting right next to him, so I just put my head in my hands and started laughing, so definitely a hilarious incident there in the press box.
Yeah, Eagles fans are quite a treat. They've got quite a history of harassment and things.
Yeah, needless to say.
So things did not get started well in Philly. The opening kickoff fumbled by Keyshawn Nixon. He swears he recovered that fumble. It absolutely looked like he recovered it. But that's not how it goes on the field, and things just never quite got going for that Packers team.
Right. And look, if you don't want to leave it up to the refs, then hold on to the ball. And he didn't. And sure, it looked like he recovered it, but that's not what they called. And those slow starts on offense are nothing new to this team. We saw it in these big games against the Lions twice, against the Vikings twice. And it's kind of the same story against these elite teams. The Packers start slow on offense. They shoot themselves in the foot with penalties and fumbles and all that sort of stuff. So the way this game transpired was no surprise when you look back on how the season kind of went for the Green Bay Packers. And are they a good team? Yeah, but they're not a great one. And that kind of still rung true after Sunday's game.
As you mentioned, shooting themselves in the foot, obviously the turnovers, but the penalties, the personal fouls, you know, it's been an issue for the team all season long. They had a couple more of those on Sunday. I mean, lack of discipline, they got to clean that thing up.
Yeah, I would disagree that it's been an issue all season long. Matt LaFleur said midway through the season, after one from Keyshawn Nixon, I believe it was, that he took those very personally, and he hinted that any guy who committed kind of a selfish post-play penalty like that would be sitting with him on the bench. That didn't always happen, but after that, I don't have the numbers right in front of me. It seemed they got them cleaned up, and there weren't as many, if any, of them. So I would disagree that it was a problem all season long, but certainly when you're in the fourth quarter of a win-or-go-home game, you know, Keyshawn Nixon's was more costly than T.J. Slayton's because, you know, just what the score of the game was at the time, but certainly some disciplinary stuff that the Packers would have liked to have fixed in the moment rather than have those two things happen.
We're speaking with The Athletic's Matt Schneidman. This is the fifth quarter. Jordan Love had three interceptions. The offense just never found their rhythm in Philadelphia. What do you see as being the big issues for that offense down the stretch, just not being able to click?
Yeah, Jordan Love wasn't as accurate as he needs to be. The receivers, especially in the Philly game, you know, Philly played kind of a soft zone to keep everything in front, like quarters coverage, and that's not unexpected. The Packers didn't have Christian Watson. The Eagles were already really good at preventing explosive plays, so it's a lack of firepower at receiver. It's not a good enough job by the quarterback. It's you know, not getting the run game going as much as you'd like. It's protection issues up front that we saw in Minnesota, that we saw in Philly a little bit. It's a little bit of everything. So anytime the issues are that consistent in one area of the game, and in this case, it was the passing game.
And injuries, one after the other in Philly. I mean, just really bad luck on that front. And when Elgton Jenkins went down trying to get a couple of replacements in for him, that didn't really work out all that well either.
No, it didn't. And I was a little surprised they put in Travis Glover instead of Kadeem Telford. Not that that would have drastically changed things, but whether it was Elgton Jenkins or Devontae Wyatt missing most of the game with that lower leg injury. Evan Williams said yesterday during locker cleanout that he re-aggravated his quad injury in the first quarter but played through it. Romeo Doubs looked like he got another concussion. Christian Watson was obviously already out. Jaden Reed dislocated his shoulder and partially tore his labrum, he said yesterday. He was in a sling still yesterday. So the injuries just piled up. And Josh Myers at the end of the game. And Quay Walker and Rashawn Gary looked to get banged up. Like, at some point, it was like, all right, just get out of Philly. And it makes you think, if the Packers had found a way to win that game, which they obviously didn't, what would have it looked like in Detroit on Saturday or Sunday or whenever they played with whoever they had left? Because they wouldn't have had Jaden Reed. They probably wouldn't have had Romeo Doubs. They wouldn't have had Christian Watson. It would have been ugly.
This is the Fifth Quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. When you look back on the season, how do you describe it? Do you look back on this as a failure? I know that a lot of players were asked that yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it a failure, but I'd call it a disappointment. And if you had told someone before the 2023 season that Packers would make the playoffs in their next two seasons, in the first 2 years of Jordan Love starting, with the youngest team to make the playoffs, or the two youngest teams to make the playoffs, I should say, in the last 45 seasons, they would have taken it. But expectations for the 2024 season changed after what they did in 2023. They went 0-6 against the top three teams in the conference and didn't win a playoff game. So I'd say for that reason, it's a disappointment.
Heading into the offseason, what do you think the team really needs to address?
Cornerback, I think. I think wide receiver, especially with Watson missing a chunk of the season with that torn ACL. And I think they need another pass rusher. But atop that list, I'd say cornerback, especially if they don't bring back Jair Alexander, which I'm not sure if they're going to do that. And then wide receiver, I think they need like a guy, like a true number one guy that you can throw to in any situation. They have a couple solid role players at that position, and I'm not sure that's going to cut it if you want to really elevate that passing game.
Is that the sort of thing that's going to close this gap insofar as, you know, the Packers, they were competitive all season long, even in losses against top teams, but they never really got over that hump. Are those things going to be what gets them over that hump?
It could. It'll certainly help. Look at the teams remaining. I forget who said this to me yesterday, but look at the teams remaining, and they've got, you know, dominant wide receivers, whether it's A.J. Brown or Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua or Amon-Ra St. Brown or Terry McLaurin. And then you look at the AFC teams, you know, I mean, the Bills, maybe not, maybe Amari Cooper, but you have guys that can dominate a game, and the Packers don't really have that. They have guys that can show flashes of being a number one, but I think they need a true number one.
It's the Fifth Quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. Really enjoyed having you with us all season long. Hope you have a great off season, and we hope to do this again next year.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Enjoyed talking with you.